And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Ma, ma, what's your name? Ma, ma, I'll guess. Ma, ma, what's Dad's name? Trevor or Jeff? It's my guess. It's my guess. Preparing trap.
All right, you got parents. They got names. We want to guess them.
We do want to guess them. And first up, we would like to guess a parent of Skye from Clifton Springs. Morning, Skye.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, we're guessing mum or dad's name?
Mum's name.
Mum's name. Okay. Now, I'm sure you know the way it works, but just for anyone who's just joined us, we each get to ask a question to give us a little guide as to what the name might be. And then out of thin air, we're going to attempt to guess Skye's mum's name. Log, do you want to kick us off?
Sure. And we don't want any other clues, guys, okay? Because if we win with a clue, then it's not really a win.
Yeah. Okay.
We're going to get this, Log. Come on.
So, Skye, is your mum straight back with the texts or is she really bad at replies?
Nice, good question.
Oh, sure, depends. Sometimes.
Okay. Sometimes. That's okay.
Not 100% with the replies.
Okay, no
slightly
worry.
Inconsistent from Skye's mum. Right. All right, Skye, which one of the Spice Girls does mum relate to most?
Love that question.
Oh.
Or none.
Probably scary.
Scary.
Okay.
I love that.
I like this. All inconsistent right. And scary.
And scary,
okay.
Yes.
Skye, what kind of car did your mum drive when you were a kid?
Mazda.
Mazda.
Okay, yes. So we've got inconsistent on the replies, scary spice-like, driver Mazda. Mm. Skye, your mum's name is Kylie.
No.
Good guess.
No.
Hang on.
No.
God, it feels so good when you're in that moment.
Yeah,
you think, I've got it.
But yeah.
You didn't go the obvious because I think I'm feeling the energy that the reason why Skye said scary straight away is because her mum's name is Mel.
Also a no.
Oh. Good
Come on,
guess.
Tommy. Come on,
all right.
Tommy.
All right, Skye, tell me, is your mum's I've got a few swirling around and I haven't really settled on one. Is your mum's name Anne?
No.
Oh, what is it, Skye?
Right, come on.
It's Diane.
Oh!
So you were close.
Oh, Tommy, look at him. He's so angry right
Twice
now.
Twice I've got half a name.
And it's not
it's
half a name.
Name.
It is not half a name.
It is.
It is not half a name.
What's the other half? Die.
He'll take anything, yep. Skye.
All right.
Skye, beautiful. We had fun anyway. And
yeah,
give Diane a kiss
bless.
From us.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Skye.
We move on to Scott now from Highton. Morning, Scotty.
How are you guys?
Good.
I'm back again.
Yeah, Scotty,
nice.
So we had a crack at Dad's name last week, so I'm assuming we're having a crack at Mum's name?
That's it. We'll see if we can get it done today.
All right. I can't even remember Dad's name, but that's fine. Scott, is your mum an ironer?
She used to be back in the day.
Okay,
she used to love doing that.
She doesn't anymore?
She's getting a bit old now.
Okay.
All right, Scotty, tell us, what's Mum's favourite movie actress of all time?
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
That's a hard question. I couldn't tell you.
Mel Gibson, okay. Probably up there, I'd say.
Okay. Lethal Weapon, Mel Gibson, back in the day. Bit of mullet
about the Green Mile, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I love that episode of The Green Mile with Mel Gibson. It's a special
Everyone
episode.
Everyone has a teary.
No, it's a special episode
okay,
of the movie.
Okay, so tell us, Scotty, is Mum the sort to always have lollies in the pantry?
Not if we're around.
No.
Not if you're okay.
So we've got no to ironing, loves a bit of Mel Gibson. And
particularly in the Green Mile.
In the Green Mile. And no lollies around. I'm going to go with the theme because I had this written down before.
Yeah,
I was getting this vibe and Tom's going to crack it, but I don't care. Mary Ann is your mum's name, Scott?
No.
Scotty, mum's name's Sally though, isn't it?
No, it's not me.
It's Lisa, isn't it?
It's not Lisa.
What is it?
Look, I don't know if you are ever going to get
Come
one
on,
of these.
Mate.
I know.
Support?
I know. What's her name?
It's Helen.
Helen, come on.
H.
Hal's Bell.
Yeah,
you should have known. Okay. Should have known a Helen vibe when I saw it. All Mel right. Gibson, it all adds up.
Good stuff, Scotty. Thank
Better
you.
Better luck next time, guys.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to have to find you an extra parent, my friend.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
This happened a couple of weeks ago, and it was, I believe, when I was on holidays, but I totally forgot about it until this weekend. You know how a few weeks ago I was saying in OG there was like a massive swarm of bees, and yes, I sent you that yes. photo?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And then everyone was like, leave them alone. What happens is that they get tired. Sometimes, you know, they go out to find a new hive. And then one of them will come back and do a little dance and be like, hey, I found a new place for us and it's over here. Mm. And it might be K's away. Mm. Well, they have to all fly together and then they get a bit tired. So sometimes they're like, oh, okay, I've got to wait here on this branch, and they turn into a massive swarm.
Yes, yes.
And then you leave them for a couple of days or whatever, and then they go off again, yeah. right? Now, bees are very, very important. You never kill a bee. If bees aren't here, we're not here.
No, that's
like,
right.
These bees are beautiful and you never, ever get rid of bees.
Yeah.
But what happened when I was in my very own backyard on my holidays, and I've sent you both photo, is that I went to get the washing out and I noticed a lot of things buzzing around my backyard.
Oh, yeah.
And I turned around and there was a big-ass swarm of bees sitting in my backyard.
Wow, that is a chunky swarm.
They made themselves a lovely little home, didn't they?
Yeah, basketball size, a little bit bigger.
Got a video and everything. I've never seen your backyard.
Your backyard looks lovely.
Thank you. Jimmy puts a lot of work into it. So I walked out there and I was like, da-da-da-da-da, and I was like, oh, my God, grabbed Wombi. I'm like, Wombi, get inside. Right? Because I thought, who will go for it? Now, the other thing is that I always am scared that bees have an agenda against me, even though I try and save them. I see a bee on the floor, I give it sugar water and everything, but I feel like bees, there was this one time a bee tried to get me, and then ever since then I felt like bees know who I am, and it's a whole thing. Anyway, so I was like, oh my God, they're here, they've come for me.
They found you.
Right? They finally found me. It turns out that this has been happening a lot. Really? And there is a bee page on Facebook locally that people put up swarms, pictures of swarms of bees and say, hey, bees in my shed in Drysdale, come and get them. Like whoever wants them. And there's a big community of people who love going to get swarms of bees and then making their own hives.
So beekeepers.
Beekeepers. So it's kind of first in best dress.
Right. Like wannabe beekeepers.
Wannabe beekeepers, right?
So how do you... Wow, that seems...
Yeah.
Is that what... Because you've screenshotted some ones. Is that what... old mate's doing here.
So
that's not Jimmy James dressed up.
No, that's not Jimmy James dressed up with his bare hands, like putting a swarm into a bucket and then into a hive. That there is Callum from Beck's Honey. Now, Beck's Honey is where you see him at the markets and stuff.
Okay, so he's already got some bees. He needs more bees.
He's got heaps of bees.
That makes sense that he's got the kit. I was worried about the guy that has all the kit and rocks up but doesn't have any bees. Why has he got...
Yeah.
You know, the and protective gear.
Well, that can be a thing too, right? Is that people want to make hives with bees. And then what happens is that you get into a new hobby and you're like, yeah, I'm going to be a beekeeper. And then you're like, nah, I can't be bothered.
Doesn't work out. I end up doing fencing instead.
Exactly. Yeah. And then.
It does look like a fencing kit. Yeah, well done.
Right? And then bees, this is what happens. Sometimes the bees are like, hey, we need a home. We're not getting taken care of here. We need to go. So I put it on the page, and then I called around. I thought, I'm going to call the guy that I normally get honey from.
Yeah.
Because he'll know what to do, right? And so then he came to our house.
So many questions.
And put them bare hand, gave it a shake. Yeah, no worries, I can do this. And me and Jimmy were watching him and asking him 100 questions, like, oh, whatever. We saw him at the OG market on the weekend, and we're like, how are our bees going? Is this our bees? Is this our honey? Because we need new honey, you know. And he's like, nah, they're happy, but they're not making any yet. But I'm like so happy that these bees went to a good home and now they're,
producing honey.
So if you see a swarm in your yard, you can either leave it, but I couldn't leave it with Mommy there.
No.
I had to get it, you know
That's
what I mean?
Fair. That's fair.
But yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was pretty exciting for us.
So many questions.
Becks.
Honey.
Beck's Honey.
Honey with a C or a C-K?
Yeah, B-E-C-K.
K, honey.
Honey.
Just I'm pretty sure that like swans, all bees belong to the king. So you can't steal bees from the wild?
Of course you can.
No.
But how do the bees feel about it?
They're happy.
Are they?
Yes.
They were just cruising around and all of a sudden they're in captivity.
No, I was there. They were very happy. Trust me. I was there. I asked them. And
they looked happy in your backyard. Mm. Lovely backyard.
Yeah, thank you.
Not so, I mean, I'm a little intrigued at what's, and also a little disgusted at what's on the clothesline.
Yeah, I was noticing that
oh,
too.
Oh, no. Yes, yeah. Oh, not my unmentionables. Okay, well, don't
I mean, that was the first thing I noticed too, Tommy.
The word bloomer springs to mind.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I don't know, man. You've got some hot takes and I don't...
None of that is e-scooter weather. And do you know why? Because no weather is e-scooter weather if you're an adult. Grow up. Get off the scooter and move like an adult around town.
Some people are trying to make the earth a better place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Trying to find a and different like, mode of transport.
If you live in the city and you work in the city, then it's...
So if you're an adult at the Moorabool Street bus stop with your BMX bike and a flat brim cap and a Monster Energy can...
Moving around the world in sort of environmentally conscious ways. Is that what we're
You're
sort of
throwing them all into one group.
So what does that mean?
You know, there's another thing where people, like, obviously cost money to park in the CBD. People park just out of the CBD, pop their little e-scooter out of the boot, and then transport their way into work.
That's smart.
Walk.
No. Get here a little bit quicker, up the hill, up Moorabool Street Hill, and then down the hill on their scooter. They're
it's
at
a
work.
A little bit quicker, yeah. What happens to those lithium batteries once they're no good anymore?
Don't
hey?
Play that card. Yeah. So the question we're asking Log was what? Is Tom a...
knob. But also, are adults allowed to ride e-scooters?
Come on.
We've got Stacey from Corio. Stacey, good morning.
How are you guys?
We're good.
What are your thoughts on Tommy's rant he's on at the moment?
Someone like me who has physical limitations, I can't ride a bike. Tom, I can't walk long distances.
Get him.
And I share my car with my husband, so an e-scooter is the perfect way to get around.
Yes, Stace. What do you have to say about that, Tom?
Yes, Stace.
What's your husband doing not dropping your places? That's rude, mate.
Other direction. They're going in the other direction, Tommy.
Is that, mate? Where's the priorities? No, Stace. If I was your husband, I'd
His priority is getting my kid to school so that I can go in the opposite direction.
Bang, yes!
Stace.
Yes, he's got nowhere to stand. It's so good. It's so good, Stacey. You can't say anything.
Love your work.
So that's a vote for yes on Tom's a knob. Put that one down there too. All right. You can't fight with that.
I figure, you know. Yeah. Sort out. Sort out your diary. Azza in Hamlin Heights, you're not riding an e-scooter.
I am. Or not anymore, but I used to. So I drive trucks during the day, but when I was doing night shift driving, I only lived a couple of k's up the road. I'm like, well, I'm not going to get in my car just to drive up the road. And it's just a little bit too far to walk. So I'd charge it up on a Sunday. And all week I'd ride the e-scooter just to work and back, and that was it. Save on petrol, you know, save the environment.
Yep.
And,
Good on you.
He's a caring man, Azza.
Yeah, good on you, Azza. Do you know what you can do, though, when things are a little bit far to walk? Just walk a little bit further, is what I would say. And you'll get there. You'll find yourself there, Azza.
This man,
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.